In this podcast series, we're not just trying to change Africa's narrative, we are changing it. Because Africa leads, Africa excels, and Africa inspires. The focus on our continent's poverty, inequality, violence, and lack of development is definitely out of sync. When you compare it to other continents who have the same, but also we hear voices and see images of growth, development of economic and emerging markets, all leading to investment and ultimate self-reliance. So help me welcome guests from Africa and all over the world invested in the rising of Africa. The time for Africa's rising is now. The world has no choice but to let us rise because, as the youngest of all people, we are the future of the world. So, from Africa to the world, this is Yavi Madure.
Thank you so much for joining us. But just give us a sense, you are on the ground in KwaZulu-Natal. Give us a sense of what is happening and what you think, needs to be done to resolve some of those conflicts so that we can end the violence and we can restore peace in our beautiful country.
Well, thank you very much for the warm introduction and the welcome. It's an honor to be here, and obviously I'm humbled to be able to grace your platform and to reach as many people as we can. And thank you for the wishes for Eid as well. Eid, of course, we know is special for all of for us, especially in terms of peacekeeping and what we're trying to offer for today. In terms of KZN, what's happening throughout South Africa, I think every single person right now is feeling very similar emotions. There's the emotion of anger. There's the emotion of frustration. There's the emotion of sadness. There's this emotion that's running off a little bit of irritation. And then there's all of this brews. And that brewing internally becomes what is now looked at as this conflict. And there's this messages going out there that there's issues between people, there's issues between races, there's issues between certain areas. And to be quite honest, if we have to go back to the whole week of unrest last week, it was actually people themselves who got together to resolve and gain strength from each other, not authorities who brought that to them. And in that in itself, we can see that there is a massive, massive amount of work that's done internally within each person, each South African, that can get through this in a very easy, very versatile, and yet very, very peaceful way. And that's possible because we've actually done it. The whole of last week, yes, we've had the looting, and yes, we've had the issues, and yes, we've had the burning of buildings, we've had the massive losses of jobs. There's a lot that's negative, and there's a lot we come through with negative emotions from last week. But if we have to look at how we built ourselves and got through the fact, that is just the point. We got through that. We're still standing today. We're still okay. I know of people in different areas who pulled together. People were sitting on, you know, out on roads just to protect each other, protect each other's homes. I mean, if you have a road full of like 30 homes, and this is just a hypothetical example, there was somebody representing each house out there. Yes, we did have people who lost lives, et cetera, et cetera. But that whole road of 30 homes had a representative sitting there throughout the night trying to protect not just his home, but collectively trying to protect all of them because they value each other as a neighbor. And as a neighbor, they see each other as a family unit. And in that family unit, they build their peace. Every day they have their interactions. Their kids play together. If they need stuff from each other, they're there for each other. So they build on that. They don't want that to just go off. So it's not just about trying to save what is my infrastructure in my house. I'm trying to save my home, my unit. And that gained unity. And that unity is the basis of how last week was endured. So if we want to start at any base, let's start at that. Let's start at, yes, we acknowledge we had all the negatives. But let's start at the base of the fact that we got through it and we still have each other. We still have our neighborhoods. We still have that unity and build from that point up so that we can see we still have the probability of peace. Let's engage together. Let's try and build up again. But this time we do it collectively because we all endured the same and now we want the similar result.
Ambassador, you are on the ground. You are seeing what's happening. You've told me stories of, you know, women coming to you of different races coming together and saying, look, we are standing shoulder to shoulder. We do not buy into the the racial conflict that is playing out right now, because that's what the issue of the conflict is. It's racial. The looting was one thing, and now it's moved to a racial divide, which in a country like ours can be a time bomb. What is happening from that perspective that you've noticed and observed in terms of what you feel needs to be the things or the gaps that need to be closed?
I think what we need to actually look at is the fact that the message that's going out there via media is not necessarily what is actually happening. So for example, if we have to look at yesterday or a couple of days in a row, there've been circulations of videos, there've been circulations of media that want to promote specific programs on certain takes that they've got from certain people. But the problem that we have is, for example, I had women that came up to me, like you said, and they said, you know what, Marianne, can you not help us? Because this is not exactly what we're experiencing. I mean, my neighbor is a Black African female. I am a Black Indian female. And we don't have any racial tension. Our husbands and our sons and our families have all gone out together to save our neighborhood last week. So airing stuff that's not actually true is going to actually become and cause and incite issues that are not actually there. So while we might, on the one hand, need the media to be able to make sure messages get heard out there and people want to know, families that are across the world need to know what's happening in specific areas because their families live there, we need to appeal to the media to please make sure that whatever messages you get out there to outside of the conference and when you want to make it public, please make sure that you're getting a very fair message, a just message, because what is actually being shown to people via social media, via different platforms, is actually not really what's there. They're showing you fragments of little episodes that are happening instead of showing you the entire thing or the entire incidents or whatever the case may be. The point of the matter is there is nobody. There is nobody right now that needs or wants any other issues of tension or anger or buildup of the sort. Everybody, I mean, this country has fought long and hard to have democracy, to have peace, to have recognition amongst us all. We will not allow, as people, as women especially, to have to go backward. We have children that are future leaders in this country. So when media has to post anything up there, they need to post what is real, not what is sensational, what somebody might like to listen to. Post what is really happening, especially in this regard, because to post anything that might incite any form of either violence or racial tension is not what South Africans need. We need actually a boost to show what's really happening, and that is the fact that there's a brotherhood, there's a sisterhood, there's a womanhood, and there are kids that are playing amongst each other of all races right now because they're able to after a whole week of tension. So show that as positive output to the world to say that South Africans are pulling together. Despite what they've been through in the past week, there is this possibility that we can get through this. And our women have pulled a fort. We stand tall in our homes every single day. We warriors in every right in our own. So we're not going to just allow this to happen. We want the peace. We want to make sure things are going to be fine for ourselves, for our children, for their futures. So when media has to point it out, they come and talk to who really is important on the ground, in the homes, not give out just sensationalism to people. Get the fact and be just and fair in what you're promoting.